And I'm David Green, this morning at Youth Radio in Oakland, California. And you know, if you come here to the Bay Area, it takes like 7 seconds before someone's saying, "Meet me tonight for sushi." Sushi's big here. And the best of it often comes from across the ocean, from a place called Tsukiji Market. It's the world's largest fish market. It's a cultural landmark in Tokyo, and it's getting ready for a big move, as Naomi Gingold reports.
It's 4 a.m. It's snowing like crazy, and I am surrounded by fish. Frozen fish, live fish. I'm at Tsukiji Market. This is where most of Tokyo and even high-end sushi joints in Hong Kong or San Francisco get their sushi. Takashi Shibayama is a fish seller here. He says that bell means the start of one of the final auctions of the morning. Tsukiji Market is now one of the most popular tourist spots in Tokyo. Every morning, tourists line up starting at 3 a.m. for a chance to watch the famous frozen tuna auction. 94 years ago, Shibayama's grandfather opened the family fish store Shibasen. But Shibayama never thought he'd work here. In college, his parents died, and senior year, his grandfather said, Well, it was by force. He said, "Tomorrow, you better show up at the store. And if I hadn't, I'd have been kicked out of the house." Shibayama has been working at Tsukiji for 40 years, and he says he now loves his job. Last year, he wrote a book about his experiences called Arigato Tsukiji, or Thank You, Tsukiji. He says he did it now because, as he says, Tsukiji's countdown has finally started. This year, Tokyo City will move Tsukiji's main market farther away to Tokyo Bay. Tokyo City would not agree to an interview. Instead, they direct me and everyone to their website, which explains that Tsukiji is showing its age. It is 80 years old. The market wasn't built for trucks, temperatures can't be controlled, and there are sanitation issues. Osamu Shimazu is the spokesman for the Tokyo Fish Market Wholesale Cooperative Association. He works closely with the city and says,
From the perspective of tourism, Tsukiji's great. You don't find places as amazing as this. But as a market facility, we've completely reached our limits.
What Tokyo City and Shimazu don't say is that Tsukiji Market now sits on some of the most valuable real estate in central Tokyo. The 2020 Olympics are coming, and the city wants to build. The market will move to a new location on reclaimed land in the bay, and there are problems. The biggest one? It used to be the site of a gas plant. The city's now spent a lot of money cleaning up chemical contamination, and there are lingering concerns. Financially, it's also hard. Fish sellers have to cover the cost of constructing new stores, rent is more expensive, and the city is not offering much assistance. About 100 of the current 600 or so fish sellers have decided to shut shop rather than move. At Tsukiji, one of the only women I meet working hands-on, and I mean hands-on gutting up fish, sums up a lot of the anxieties.
If we go there, we don't know if our fish will sell at all, if customers will come. Transportation isn't convenient.
She only agreed to speak candidly on tape if I don't use her name, because she feared retribution. That's Shibayama, the fish seller from earlier. Shibayama was also originally opposed to the move, but he also says Tsukiji has aged. Tsukiji was great, but I want people to say the same thing about the new market, too. After all, what matters will still be there. The fresh fish and the people who know how to buy and sell it. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.